Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of the Islamic State. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. Reports say the 60 residents there were brought out to safety as police continue to search for the suspect. There are no indications that this was an act of terrorism. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. Ukraine's President Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation recently. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western Military Alliance during a phone conversation the two had recently.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
Jens Stoltenberg. The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, has spread to more parts of the West Bank. Now here in Washington, this is VOA News. This report now from Paul Chapman.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes. Greece, Cyprus, Croatia, Russia and Turkey have offered to help fight the fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian authorities also offered assistance. He's blaming some of the fires on arsonists who he branded terrorists.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. The U.S. military says one of its soldiers was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command did not immediately release the nature of the incident or the soldier's name. U.S. troops, part of a multinational coalition, are in the region to fight the Islamic State group. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured. Three militants also died in Thursday's attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies for profitability. NATO has ended Operation Shield, Ocean Shield that is, after a sharp drop-off in attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance mission for NATO. The NATO operation had been one part of a highly successful coordinated international response to the threat of piracy that also included the European Union, the United States, and other independent nations. During its peak, piracy off the Horn of Africa had an economic impact of $7 billion, with more than 1,000 hostages taken. There hasn't been a successful piracy attack since 2012. And three Ghanaian opposition candidates who were disqualified from running in next month's presidential and parliamentary elections say they are concerned the vote is unlikely to be fair or credible. The candidates represent the People's National Convention, the PNC, the Progressive People's Party, the PPP, and the National Democratic Party, the NDP. They blame the Electoral Commission for what they call poor prevailing conditions that could undermine the integrity of the December 7th vote. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.